Welcome. You've got mail.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum.
Alrighty, we're back with episode 6. What's up?
What's up?
Whoa.
Happy, happy July.
Yes.
Middle of July. I guess, we're almost done 2020, if you look at the bright side.
Yeah, thank Christ, dude. I'm ready to get this year over with.
All right.
So, last episode, we talked, it was very celebrity.
This is such a depressing intro.
I feel like our intros are always depressing, so I'm sorry.
Oh, well, yeah, keep going.
It's been a depressing week.
Yeah.
Last week was very celebrity heavy, very drama heavy. So today we're going to try and do less celebrities and less drama.
Yeah, there's going to be one little celebrity in there, everybody's favorite celebrity from back in the day. So this episode is going to be basically, got a question from a guy I went to high school with that he sent me. So we're going to bring that up. We're going to go into a bit of a conspiracy theory that involves famous porn star. Does she do porn? Probably. No. Oh.
A famous
pop star.
Yeah.
We're going to bounce around some ideas. We're thinking about starting like a little Patreon. More content, some videos. But yeah, we'll figure that out. But video, we say this every week.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one day we will get to it.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to do some video, more content. And then we're going to finish off with some Am I the Assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Let's get right into this juicy topic because I know that we're going to have two very, very...
different opinions on this?
Maybe different, maybe similar.
Okay, so let me pull it up here. Yesterday, I got a message on Facebook from a guy I went to high school with. And yeah, so the question is, how to let a girl down easy? So that she's not a psycho and tells all her friends that it was a bad lay. I live in a small town and I'm afraid to pull the ghost on a stage 5. So basically a stage 5 clinger. And he wants to just ghost her. So let's start with a female's opinion on this one first. Mm. Courtney,
mm-hmm.
What do you think this guy should do?
Don't ghost her, obviously.
Oh, you're not a fan of ghosting?
Like, I am because I've done it.
Because
women are psychotic and they like to justify why they've been rejected. If he didn't say anything, then she has the floor to say whatever she wants about him. But if he tells her, like, you're fucking crazy, obviously not, but...
But then he could also be like, yo, I gave you the best 7 minutes of your life multiple times. You weren't complaining then, now were you?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, just the fact that
women are psychotic, and when you ghost them, it leaves them the floor to say whatever they want.
Oh, trust me, I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for me, I'm just like, I don't care, right?
Yeah, I guess it really depends, but he said that he lived in a small town, so.
Yeah, I guess so. I know.
Either way, he's going to get a bad rap for doing it, because I'm sorry to break it to you, but women are literally psychotic.
Just tell her you're gay. No, maybe not.
Not the best.
Probably not. So I'm team ghost.
Mm-hmm.
I can't give away all my secrets.
Oh, your secrets? Because you're such the ladies' man?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's a talent.
Ah.
You have to do it, like, specifically. So, like, you know.
Be smart about it.
Well, what if you don't want to, like, get rid of her forever?
So, okay. So then... It depends. You have to kind of...
This is going to make me look so bad.
You have to ease off. I also don't know how their conversation goes. You know, it's a lot easier to make these kinds of decisions when you're close with the party and you can see everything that's going on, you know? I feel like my decision would be a lot easier to make. But just like slowly, not let her down, but slowly rip the Band-Aid off, I guess.
Yeah, you know, like instead of texting back right away, take like, you know, a couple hours.
A day, maybe.
Yeah, you know.
I would say just take a day. Don't take it snail slow, but like take it a little easy, I guess.
Don't have to be so conversational.
No.
Yeah, you still gotta keep the fish on the hook.
You gotta slither in. Slither out, sorry.
Yeah, but the fact, like, don't worry. I mean, I guess I'm just different. I don't give a shit. Maybe that's just because I'm confident in my abilities between the sheets.
Oh my god. The fact that you're saying that makes me question.
Anyway, I won't question what? That. Question what?
How good you are in the sheets.
You know, I don't even know what the fuck to say to that. Looks like a needle, works like a sewing machine, I guess, is what amen. I like to say. Anyways.
So, final answer.
You know what I'm just thinking, too? Bright idea that I've had. So, I don't know if these two are dating or not. They're probably just sleeping together, is what I take it as.
No one ghosts people when they're in a relationship.
Exactly. So, if what you're I'm stage saying. Five
clinger, the other person is usually like, hey, you gotta ease off.
Yes.
Or you have a serious talk.
So, what I'm saying, hey, make that shit official. Hang on. 3 days. Yo, I'm not into this. Peace. Then it's like...
Oh, I feel like she would go done. Berserk, yo. Who?
Yeah, but then it's like... Just be like, yo, my mom doesn't want me to date you.
Oh my god, how old is this guy?
My age.
That would be embarrassing to say that my mom... Hi, my mommy doesn't think that we should be together. But I told her I really like you, but she said no.
Say your grandma died. I don't fucking know.
Oh my god, Mac.
I'm just trying to help him out, right? Like, I find...
We're giving terrible advice. We shouldn't be answering people's questions.
No.
I've never been in this type of situation before.
I find myself in this situation a lot. I'm not saying that, like, I'm a ladies' man. I'm just saying, like...
But you're a lady.
No, I'm not even saying that at all. I'm just saying
but
that...
But you just get into situations.
I get into really bad situations with the opposite sex. A lot.
That concerns me.
Why? Talk about it. What concerns you?
That you keep getting into the same situation.
It's not them, it's me. No, it's not. It's them. No, I just...
No, I think it is you. You keep picking the wrong ones if you're...
Oh, 100%. Like... And they need to go through like a fucking survey before.
Yeah, you need an interview process.
I do.
Hand out forms.
Fuck. I'm interested in like, I'm not looking for a relationship.
Yeah.
That well, is what.
To be fair, no one on Tinder is.
You'd be surprised.
Oh.
AKA go back to where I find myself in weird situations a lot.
Hmm.
Right?
And whose fault is that?
Sometimes I don't think with my fucking brain.
No, I know.
Right? But... So, I don't know. I don't know why I'm on Tinder. I want to get on Raya, but I'm not fucking famous, so.
I am so out of the loop.
Raya?
I don't know what any of those are.
Raya like is like...
Healy or...
I don't know what that is.
Oh, I just see it all over Twitter and
yeah,
all know, over my...
I just know Raya is like... Raya is where a comedian that I follow and saw live matched with Sophia from the Call Her Daddy. Did I send you that video at all?
No.
Okay, I'll have to send it to you after. So anyways.
Like recently?
No, like he was basically the guy before Suitman. Andrew Schultz?
I thought it was.
No, Andrew Schultz. So he's like one of my favorite comedians.
Yeah.
He was supposed to go on a date. Let's get into this. I'm going to get into this.
Okay.
He was supposed to go on a date with Sophia from Call Her Daddy. I guess he just was like not feeling it that night and he bailed or whatever and
you're joking.
No, he bailed and was like
she totally would have given him the gluck gluck
if 100%, 100%.
What a fucking idiot.
He's got a better looking girl right now.
Doesn't matter.
But so I guess the next day is apparently when she met Suitman and like started seeing Suitman or went on the first date with Suitman. No, so I think that's kind of wild. So Raya is like where all the high-end famous people.
Oh, don't you have to pay for that one though?
No, you don't have to pay, but you have to get invited to it.
Oh.
So like you can fill out your application and like Like, I filled it out just because I wanted to see maybe I could slide in there, you know? Mm-hmm. But obviously, I didn't get in because I don't have 100,000 followers. Like, so what they do is they profile your social media as well. And so if you're, like, someone famous or verified, you get in. But if not, you have to be invited by somebody who is already in the group.
Hmm.
And that's where, like, you see people, like you'd see Savannah fucking...
Montano.
If she was not... sleeping with the terrorists there, Dylan Downis. That wasn't racist. He looks...
It's a fact.
He's just dirty. But yeah, so...
Hmm. Anyway, speaking of terrible things. So apparently this has been going on for a while. It's just starting to come up now because she's been on TikTok a lot recently. But we're going to get into Britney Spears now. This conspiracy theory is quite intense.
So before, yeah, no, keep going.
So I have a massive post from Instagram saved, and I'm going to read some, not rules, but shall we say guidelines on it. So first I'm going to start off, anyone knows who Britney Spears is. She is a pop icon. She was 4-5 years old when Britney was a child star, starting at the age four on Broadway. Oh, that's crazy. Broadway. Anyway, so pretty much she's been on the Mickey Mouse Club. She's done, I don't know, tons of albums. So she had her meltdown where she was smashing cars, shaved her head.
Was that when she was married to Kevin Federline?
I don't know.
I remember that. K-Fed.
So pretty much she went crazy. And then, after the public meltdown, shaving her head, locking herself in her home with her children, speaking in a British accent on a regular basis.
I remember that.
Wearing the infamous pink wig everywhere, shopping naked. She was hospitalized twice. After that, her father petitioned the courts to be a temporary conservator. Is that how you say the word?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm done.
So you know what that means?
That or does he it tell pretty you? Much, he pretty much has control of her.
He's like, look at it like a puppet show. Like, he's the puppet master.
No, and
she
usually,
can't do anything without him knowing.
And usually those, the people that are conservators are usually on, the main demographic is elderly people that can't do anything.
Yeah.
That are so, like, I don't want to say old, but people that have severe, like, mental illness and dementia, Alzheimer's, people who can't make rational decisions for themselves. She can make rational decisions for herself because I think since her hospitalization the first time, 2 months after her hospitalization, she did a guest appearance on How I Met Your Mother. 6 months after that, she drops her Womanizer video, which grossed $131.8 million.
That from the video or from the song? From both?
From her album Circus.
Oh, okay.
And she had a worldwide tour. So she started working right after she got released from the hospital. So, her father, 1 year after, petitioned the courts for the conservatorship to become permanent due to her, air quotes, allegedly having, air quotes, early onset dementia in her 20s. It passed, and it's been that way ever since. It's been 12 years. So now I'm going to get into things that she can't do without her father's permission, or he can legally lock her up in a mental facility. And this is fucked. Okay? She can't drive a car, vote, get married, have kids, spend her own money. She can't see her children. She can't leave her home. She can't hire her own lawyer. She can't have control over her career. She can't speak about the conservatorship publicly. She can't do interviews that aren't scripted and all the final cuts are approved by her dad. She can't use a cell phone without being monitored. She can't use social media without being unmonitored. She can't contact anyone without being monitored. So when her and when her and Iggy Azalea did a song together, Iggy had her house searched for drugs. She can't go shopping and she can't go for a walk. She can't do normal everyday things. She can't go to the coffee shop. So in general, that is pretty crazy for a 40-year-old woman, especially someone who has released 4 albums, done 3 worldwide tours.
Did she not just have a Vegas residency?
Yep. So she's did a 4-year Vegas residency. She was a full-time judge on X Factor. She's released perfumes, lingerie lines. So she's a fully functioning adult. She's working. She's sane.
Well, I wouldn't say she's so.
Considering where she was 2007.
Oh, for sure. But she's now on like a, like for me watching all this, I think she's on like a snowball effect. Like she's going back to what she was.
So
like these videos that she's posting on like Instagram and TikTok are like so creepy.
And this is where the conspiracy theories start. The videos that she's posting on her TikTok are weird. And it, to be honest, looks like she's been doing meth. Yeah. And she is acting like she's high off her rocket. But, and conspiracy theories are starting that she's acting this way as a cry for help to show how fucked she is in the head being under this conservatorship. Because I don't know who the man is in the videos. I don't want to say it's her boyfriend, but there's a man in her TikToks that she works out with, does dancing videos with, and there's been a lot of conspiracy theories that he is in on this too, and that he's like puppeteering her or whatever. Yeah. The word is,
yeah,
because there have been videos and they zoom up on his mouth where she just looks miserable and he's telling her, smile, do this, do that, do this, do that. And you can see her, she looks miserable. He says under his breath, like with a grin, like smile. And then she suddenly is super perky. And then there have been videos of them on red carpets together where she's just like, she looks like she's about to cry. And then he says, you know, same thing, grinning, kiss me, kiss me, kiss me. And then she turns over and kisses him and just looks disgusted.
Jesus.
Like, and then all of the conspiracies about, you know, Britney, if you need help, wear a yellow shirt
that with flowers on it tomorrow. That was so fucked up.
And then she does, you know? And there's been a couple, like, if you're in need of help, do this. Like, very oddly specific things that a celebrity would not see.
So that yellow shirt thing, go just quick stop on that. So, yeah, one of her videos where she's dancing like she looks like a heroin addict.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm not trying to be rude. Like,
it's sad how like gross.
It's fucked up. But so somebody commented and was like, Britney, if you're in trouble, like wear a yellow shirt in your next video. Mm-hmm. So the next video, the caption ended up getting changed.
Mm-hmm.
At first it was something, I don't know if it was at first or after it got changed, but one of them said like, oh, this is me in my brand new beautiful yellow t-shirt. Yeah. And she's dancing in a yellow t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Like,
and then I think it got changed to something like, because she air quote posted something because she doesn't have control, something that said something along the lines of, guys, I really appreciate your concern, but this is just how I express myself. I'm doing fine. Everything is okay. Like, I'm not hurt. I'm just expressing my feelings.
It's like weird contemporary dance too. Like, it's not even it's kind of sad, to be honest, to watch this happen. Yeah, and it's been
going on for a while now, but I think now since she's got a TikTok platform, I think it's a lot more apparent, which is why people are getting a lot more concerned now. I just thought it was interesting because I never knew, to be honest, up until a couple weeks ago, I never knew she was in a contract.
No, I think this just started coming out in the last 2 weeks.
She's been in it for 12 years.
Yeah, but like everybody were kind of like, oh, did you know about this? Like all the other podcasts I listened to actually brought it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's fucked.
It's sad, but and it's still going on daily. There was Britney, if you need help, post a picture of a flower. And then she posts a bouquet of flowers like, oh, these made me so happy today. You know, like, it's just,
I wonder what the timestamps are on those.
Yeah, I couldn't get too into that, but
either way, she needs help. But
yeah, so here it says, She has never had control over her life. Yeah, right from being a child star. She never had control, but...
But then you'd see her sister, on the other hand, and her sister's doing fine. Except she ruined one of the best TV shows on the Family Channel back in the day.
Well, didn't she go through a whole psycho process, too? Jamie Lynn?
I don't know.
I think there was some issues there.
She lost it. Like, one of her kids passed away.
I'm not too sure.
In an accident on the farm.
I'm not too sure.
But all I know is Zoe 101 got canceled because she got knocked up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What a bitch. Ruined it for everyone else. But
she was definitely a top five crush of mine back in the day.
Oh, she was everyone's. That show was my favorite. She was probably the original, like, hot blonde.
It was like her and who was the other one? Isn't that Victoria Justice?
Yeah.
I haven't seen her. And what did she do anything after that?
Yeah, she went on to Victorious.
Yeah, I never watched that.
So then there was, this was funny. She was the star of Victorious, but Ariana Grande was also on that show. And she played the dumb little ditzy girl. And Ariana Grande obviously got way more famous than Victoria Justice. And Victoria Justice, there have been tons of like memes of her getting pissed off that Ariana Grande kind of got her own separate spin-off show and then became this whole pop sensation.
Unfortunate for her.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit fortunate for what's her name?
Ariana Grande. Yeah.
Except she broke my boy Pete Davidson's heart.
Yeah. What a bitch.
But old eyes Pete. Speaking of Pete Davidson, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox are, like, in love.
Oh, my God, yeah. I don't know how I feel about it. I don't like him that much.
You don't? I'm a huge Machine Gun Kelly fan, so.
I don't know.
I'm just a big, big Machine Gun Kelly
fan. I think
fan.
I said that before when we talked about it a couple
episodes ago, but.
Megan Fox is hot.
She's gonna be, what, 40?
I don't think she's that old.
She's not even divorced. Oh, no, she's only 34.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I really don't think she's that old.
She's still married, I think.
To her ex?
Yeah, Brian Austin Green, who's like 47.
Oh.
Oh, Machine Gun Kelly's only 30. What am I thinking? Either way.
Very awkward.
Good for him.
Oh, he's got a MILF.
Does he? Does she got kids?
No, I don't know. That's what I think of. Oh my God, a cougar.
Yeah.
No, she'd be the cougar.
No, she's not even a cougar. She's not in her 40s.
That's one thing. I think it's weird. I don't know. Okay, so here, a girl and a guy. We'll get two different perspectives. So, do you feel weird dating someone who is 1 to 5 years, maybe even 7 years younger than you, a girl? Is it weird as...
No.
As guy?
No.
No. See, for girls...
It's actually less stress for me, to be honest.
For girls, it is so weird to be older than the guy. Now, I've never been in this position, but
yeah, to be honest, I'm trying to set myself up to be like 50 and date like a 25-year-old.
The only way that'll happen is if you have money.
Dude, it's common. Drug dealer. No, just kidding. But
interesting. Why is that?
Why is what?
Do you think that guys are fine with dating a girl that's a couple years younger than them?
I don't know. Just because I think my girlfriend in high school was 2 years younger than me.
And that's what I was just saying. Like, for guys, it's usually normal. Like, say this woman is just average, doesn't have a lot of money, you're 26. Would you date someone who is 32 years old?
So, you want to know something funny?
Oh, yes.
Older girls scare me.
Interesting. So
like,
then,
not really, but it's just like
you feel like they would take advantage of you?
No, not that. I guess it's just like I can't play my mind games. I don't fucking know.
Cuz they've been around the block, they know what's up.
Probably. I mean, like some of them are good and it's like pretty easy and you click with them, and other ones it's like I don't know. Like
see,
if
I've
some
40-year-old
been
with anyone that's younger than me.
Yeah.
But I'm curious and I'm not bashing anybody, obviously. I mean, I don't care what age of people people date people, whatever. Like, I don't care. I'm not saying that, like, you have to date someone older. I'm just curious because usually how it is the girl always dates someone who is older than them. And the guy is usually always dating girls that are younger.
Because they're usually young and good looking. And then they wait till they get older and then they divorce them and they trade them in for a better looking model. Oh, same God. Model. No, I'm just kidding. I've never really thought of it like that, but
yeah. It's just something I've noticed. Like, and I'm not judging. Like, if you're a girl and you're dating someone who's younger than you, I mean, to each their own, right? Like, I'm not bashing anybody. It's quite common is that the norm just seems to be that girls obviously prefer someone who's older than them, and guys maybe not prefer, but tend to always go for girls that are, if not close in age, like younger.
I would never date somebody under like 21, 20.
Well, now, yeah.
Right? Like 18, 19?
Well, because there's always going to be... But the fuck out obviously here. 18's mature.
18's legal, right? Yeah.
Jesus, we're going to get canceled.
But, no, I get that. But anyways, back to Megan Fox and her husband.
Yeah, we're so sorry.
When you think of like celebrity couples, who comes to your mind? Like, who is like the top celebrity couple?
Sensi. I was going to say Will and Jada, but...
Oh, yeah. You can't say that anymore. No. Jada, you little tramp-ass bitch.
I think of Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. The first one that comes to my mind is Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis.
It's just because of that 70s show, though, right?
No, I just thought that they were, like, in love and, like, you never really hear anything bad about them.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Yeah, and you want to know something weird? I don't know what I was trying to say. Mila Kunis dated Macaulay Culkin for like a couple years. You know who he is, right?
Nope.
Home Alone? Kevin McAllister?
Oh.
Like, he looks like he does meth, but he's actually like sober and...
Oh my God, really, you know cool. Who's dating him now? London Tipton.
Shut the fuck up.
The last, I swear to God, they were dating.
Holy Brenda Song.
Brenda Song, yes.
Wow.
Maybe it's a good time to move along.
Oh, yeah. We kind of rambled there. Anyways. Well,
the rambling is fine, but...
So we're doing pretty decent with like downloads and stuff and people listening to the podcast. Our social isn't doing the greatest, but... It is what it is. We're going to start somewhere. It is what it is. We're kind of thinking of jumping onto like a Patreon platform. Like obviously we're going to come out with our weekly episode like we do here, but we're also thinking about doing Patreon. So it's basically like it's a paywall. It's not going to be expensive, obviously. We're going to have some cool content. I hate the word content, but I keep saying it. But it's also going to help us out because we're probably going to have our buddy Colin come and help us out with some filming and some producing. So let's get this out in the open. We're not asking you for money to put it into our bank account. Like this would just turn around and go right back into the podcast.
Yeah, like, we're not asking for your money in general. We're also just asking if it's something that you guys are interested in because we, as a duo, want to put out more content. You know, we want to make this experience enjoyable for us. We want to make this experience enjoyable for us, and if it's enjoyable for us and it benefits you, then it will also benefit the podcast. So it's like a big happy triangle in a circle.
But it's just a thought. Like, we're thinking videos, like for an example, like Joe Santagato. Right?
Yeah, he's an icon. Honestly, he's my favorite. I aspire our podcast to be like his.
Like funny videos that him and Keith used to do in the past, like, you know, the Mad Libs or the jokes. Just us goofing off, but in front of camera. And it's just a thought. Maybe
it would be more interactive than maybe the podcast.
Oh, 100%. So what Patreon is they call it a community.
Yeah.
Right? It'd be a Patreon community. You guys, like, we literally shoot the shit. You know, we can even invite somebody on, whatever. Like,
you know what I want to do if we do the Patreon is I really want to do a Skype call with your buddy that was at that Walmart.
The infamous Walmart story.
I really want to. I want to start the Patreon with a bang.
100%. The Walmart story will be told on the Patreon if we have it, because I ain't telling that story unless I'm getting paid.
That story is worth the $2 that y'all be spending.
And if you don't know what the Walmart story is, then
subscribe to our Patreon.
You're probably not a really close friend of mine.
You will be after you hear the story.
But it's a good story, and it was a good time.
So on that note,
that was a ramble.
We're now gonna close off with some famous Am I the Assholes.
I got some decent ones today, I think. I haven't read them.
And I'm excited.
But.
Okay, well, no need to shout.
Sorry.
I literally sound like I've been smoking for my whole life.
You've been crying today?
I have been all day.
That's probably. I don't know why.
All right, let's get into these assholes.
Get that bread, get that head. Then leave.
Peace out.
Okay. Am I the asshole for telling my daughter-in-law her baby looks like my husband? Oh, my God. My daughter-in-law, my son, just had a little baby a few weeks ago. When he was born, my older grandchild called me and told me that his baby looked like her grandpa, as they have the same nose.
That's quite common. It's called genetics, is it not?
I don't know. I don't have kids. My husband has stayed with my daughter-in-law and my son for a few months after I had surgery and had to stay in a nursing home for a while since I had to recover. I'm home now and my husband is back home with me. Oh my God. We went to see the baby and I mentioned to my son as to how much the baby looks like his father, and he just smiled and said, "He's such a beautiful boy, isn't he?" I nodded, and then my daughter-in-law came in and I said, "He looks a lot like my husband." She says, "Genetics are weird, aren't they?" And I say, "Very, since he looks nothing like you or my son, but identical to my husband, and he did stay here for a few months." My son got angrier and asked if I was insinuating something, and I told him it just seemed like an odd coincidence. He was so angry that he asked me to leave. He isn't speaking to me, and my husband is also very upset with me and told me that I had little faith in him, and that I needed to apologize to him, my son, and my daughter-in-law. I find it odd he looks absolutely nothing like my son, but identical to my husband. I have the right to be concerned, and now they think I'm an asshole. Am I an asshole for just questioning them about it? I don't think there's much to this other than your husband is probably the father of this child.
Yeah, it's not like she was interrogating him like, "You cheated, you're the father, blah, blah, blah." She just made a comment, right?
Yeah,
just
and
made
it's
a comment how, oh, it's weird how
the fact that they're probably like upset about it is probably true, right? I mean,
I don't
he stayed
think
she's
with an them. Asshole. I think she just made a comment and
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, from what was written there, it doesn't sound like she was like grilling him hard about you're a fucking cheater.
Yeah.
It just sounds like she was like, "Oh, it's kind of sus. Your baby looks like my husband."
But I guess, I mean, some babies do look a little bit like their grandpas. I don't know. Do they?
But I'm trying to think how it would work, because the husband and the wife would have sex and have the boy. The boy would have sex with the girl, like his. So like the mom or the grandpa, grandma had sex, had the son. The son who had sex with the girl.
Had this kid that looked like the grandpa.
Baby that looks like the grandpa. So I'm just thinking there that it's possible that it would attain his grandpa's features, but the baby would have two grandparents, so it could also attain the other grandpa's.
So instead of you want to put your mind in
my
a pretzel
science
right
is
now?
Off. Yeah.
So the guy that has a newborn baby that's changing all these shitty diapers, that could be his brother and not his son. Wow.
Ew. Yeah, his stepbrother.
No.
Half-brother, sorry.
Half-brother.
Ew.
What are you doing, step-bro?
What are you doing, step-bro? Yeah, that would actually be super weird. I'm going to say no, she's not an asshole, because, yeah, she was a little sus. But, I mean, who wouldn't be?
Yeah.
Especially given their situation. But at the same time, she was pretty relaxed about it. Didn't seem like she was grilling them too hard.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Last one.
Well, what do you think? You never gave your answer.
Oh, I don't think she's an asshole. I think the husband's an asshole because I'm pretty sure he banged his son's wife.
Which is weird.
But I'm also not too familiar with the whole genetics thing.
Me neither. My science is way off, but...
So, who knows? Last one. Emma the asshole. I'm originally from Europe, but married an Aussie and have been living here for years. In March, our twin girls were born. My parents obviously wanted to meet the girls. I used to go home once a year and stay with my parents for a month, usually without my husband. Due to the exchange rate of the Aussie dollar and the prices in my home country, staying in a hotel is not an option. So my parents have been asking me when we're coming to visit, and I said that my husband and I would check with our work. Yesterday, I told them that we could come for 1 month in March. They were both excited. I asked them if the girls could sleep in my brother's old room or if they should sleep with my husband and me. My parents seemed surprised and said that they didn't know my husband was coming too. They suggested that I come alone or he stay somewhere else as the house would be too crowded. The fuck? I told him that I thought it was clear that he was coming too because he's been involved in the planning and we have two babies now. I'm not going on a 30-hour trip with two babies by myself, and my husband wouldn't want to stay behind and possibly miss his girl's first words. I said it's okay if they don't want my husband to stay, but we couldn't come at all then. They got angry and said that I shouldn't use their grandkids as leverage. I told them, too bad, it is what it is. Am I an asshole for using my children as leverage?
No.
I'm just confused. Like, do they not like your husband?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking. That just seems like the classic.
Psychotic.
We hate that you married him. We hate that he's the kid's grandfather. The kid's dad. But.
What?
And I mean, it's not so much using your kids as leverage. It's like. Yeah, my husband doesn't want to miss their first step, so no, we're not going to come if he's not allowed. I don't really think that's using them as leverage so much as just like, yeah, he's the father of my kids. He wants to be there for significant moments, and you're not allowing that. I'm not going to come without him.
I don't understand how you can say like, yo, he can't come because the house would be too crowded.
Yeah, I'd say the real assholes are
the grandparents. Yeah. 100%. So no, you're not an asshole. Use your children as leverage.
Yeah.
Like, this.
It's not like she said you're never allowed to see my your grandkids again, but I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know. Poor husband. I'd feel like a piece of.
I like this chick though. She's ride or die material.
Yeah.
Right. She's not leaving her husband behind. Anyways, new episodes every Monday.
Yes, sir.
That's it for episode 6. We made it 6 episodes. Thank you for listening, liking, subscribing. Start rating us more, too. Our rates have just kind of died off after the first week.
Yeah, we enjoy reading your reviews, even if they're mean.
Yeah, please don't leave mean reviews.
Yeah, follow our socials.
You know what we didn't talk about? I blacked out on Saturday night.
Oh, my God. Can we please? Yes. So there was UFC fights last Saturday.
I wasn't going to drink that night. At all. Wasn't planning on it. Got picked up. They're like, oh, we need to stop at the liquor store. We need to get to a couple things. I was like, okay. I was going to wait in the car. Get there. He's like, oh, you're going to come in? I was like, okay. Guess I'm coming in.
Peer pressure. No.
And then he picks up what we're getting for our other buddy. And then he's like, oh, are you going to get anything? And I was like, yeah, okay. So I got a bottle of Pink Whitney. So we get there and we start taking shots, and I'm pretty sure I drank about 3/4 of this bottle by myself straight to the dome.
100%.
But you can't mix liquor with weed, because that's what
That's where you guys made that mistake twice.
Because we went up, so we would take a break before a fight, and we went up and we puffed the joint, and then we came back downstairs, and then when the fights were over, we ordered a shit ton of food. And so we were like, oh, let's puff another joint before we eat the food. And we did that. And literally all I can remember was walking up to the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
And I saw like these two people were in the kitchen. So I said, what's up to them? And that's all I remember. Yeah. I don't remember coming downstairs. I don't remember anything. Up until it's about 5:30 in the morning, 4:30 in the morning. All of a sudden, the TV in the living room downstairs or whatever just turns on. And it is at decibel 100.
Yeah.
And it wakes everybody up, and I'm like, why am I in the basement still, and why am I not at home?
Why am I in the basement?
Anyways, so, yeah. I blacked out.
I haven't blacked out in years. Because you blacked out, you were still able to function, which I thought was impressive.
Yeah, hopefully I didn't. You
were still able to walk, and
hopefully I didn't embarrass myself too much.
No.
Either way, I don't give a fuck.
It was hilarious, but you could still function.
I know I had a heated conversation with somebody about porn stars.
Oh my god, my cousin and everyone. You had
oh, really?
With everyone. My cousin mentioned that taxi cab one, and you fucking went off. You were like,
fake taxi.
Who is this guy? Yeah. Let's go. And then we all started talking about it, and you were getting heated with Jacob and Bendo.
Oh, that's funny.
You guys
funny.
Were getting rattled about all these different porn stars. What kind of porn you'd watch, all this weird shit. You were going to town, man.
Eh.
It was good. It was a good night.
It was a good time. You need those every once in a while. That was probably the first time I blacked out in years. Yeah, so.
Especially when you're an elder like Mac.
So now to just tie it up, I need a good little mushroom trip and things will be back to normal and I can forget about 2020.
I could never.
Anyways, new episodes every Monday. Thanks for listening. Follow us on social media, Instagram at the He Said, She Said podcast, Twitter, He Said, She Said MC, Facebook and YouTube, the He Said, She Said podcast. Start interacting with us more on there too.
Just shoot us a message. There we go.
Yeah.
Because I respond to all of them.
And also, you know, when we drop new episodes and Courtney does her dope edits, what would make our day? Share those to your story. That would be really nice.
Yeah.
So we can get some more fans.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No. This week has just been a really long week. It's been rough.
It's been a rough week. But it's almost over. Tomorrow's Friday for us. When you guys listen to this, it's Monday. So when you guys listen to this, it's a fresh week. Let's have a good week.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun with it.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
Bye.
That's what she said. That's what she said.
No. That's what he said.